When it comes to the PCM offense, this year's squad has been a work in progress. New players in new positions, learning who is going to step up and make plays throughout the game. As we sit down with head coach Greg Bonnet for this week's Coach's Playbook, we go over a play that has still not even been called in a game. Like most plays we have covered over the years with Coach Bonnet, it's simple at its core and simply named Score. A play called Score, an offensive play. Coach, take us through the play.
So what Score is we have Score, Middle, Score, Even, Score, Odd. Okay, so what we're talking to is we're talking to our fastest running back. And sometimes we can also put it in a wide receiver at running back if, you know, if we've maybe showed that he can run the ball a few times. So what you do is you line up in a tight formation. So you have two receivers on both sides, but they're lined up tight. If we call Score outside, okay, so like and Score Even, for instance, okay, the tight receivers are crossing. So you got one crossing low, one crossing a little bit high off the two inside guys. Then your two outside guys are pushing vertical up field, one crosses at about 10, and then one runs the post behind him. So what you're hoping to get is you're hoping to get their entire defensive secondary and their corners to start backing up with that. And then as all that's going on, the running back comes from the other side of the formation. And let's say we call it even, so he's going to the right side. He's coming from the other side of the formation, and he's basically running a route right outside of where the corner should be leaving from. So you get everybody crossing, shallow and deep. You get guys looking in there, and hopefully the defensive back sucking up, and then you hit the running back off just a little bit. Like hopefully it hits right around the numbers of the football field. And so that would be when we call it even or odd. That's what we're trying to do. So if we call middle, all right, now we're trying to hit him up the seam. So the running back will take off to exactly the same side that he's on. We'll still be in that squeeze formation. In that tight formation, but now instead of crossing, they both run outs. One runs a shallow out, one runs a deeper out, and you're hoping to drag both your corners and your safeties with those guys out, and then your running back heads right up the middle of the field, and you literally want to hit it right in directly in the middle of the field. So we call it score even, score odd, or score middle.
Now, what kind of situation would you normally use those in? I would assume in a long yardage situation or after a turnover trying to hit a big play?
Yeah, we're looking at third and long. Okay, that's when we want to run that play, third and long, second and long, and then also on the goal line.
And now when you relayed it in, so how is that something you guys do? Is it a card, is it a sign, or is it you guys just yelling score, score, score all the time?
Normally what happens is we'll actually switch it back at that time, so he comes in there and he's just yelling score even, score even.
And so far throughout the season, have you used it at all?
No, not yet.
So it's kind of a big surprise?
Yes, exactly. So look out when we go double tight, you know, we squeeze those receivers, we could score.
Now when it comes to this, is there any player that you have in mind as the perfect running back for this? I know you look at a Noah Anderson a couple years ago would be a prime, in my opinion. Is there anyone you have on this team that you're like, this guy's going to be able to do this?
Yeah, his brother Aiden Anderson is exactly who we have in mind at that play, exactly who we have in mind.
That is this week's Coach's Playbook with PCM head coach Greg Bonnet. As you heard, no highlights. It's hard to have highlights when the play hasn't been called. We will see if Score gets called tonight as the Mustangs battle Sheraton in a Class 2A District 8 showdown. For Football Friday Night and this week's Coach's Playbook, I'm Nathan Sage.